Okay, class, please clear your desks. For those listening on tape, I'm handing out file number 12. It's a test on everything from the introduction and creation through Abraham. So you can pick it up in the folder in the library if you're listening on tape. When you get your test, just write your name and the date on it, then turn it over, and then we'll all start at the same time. When you get it, check all the pages and make sure it's all there. Sometimes a page doesn't get printed and it's blank, or there's a page missing or something. And there should be, how many pages in this thing? 5 pages. Well, I gave the announcement Friday. I guess just go ahead and take it and do the best you can. It's not a hard test. It's all multiple choice. No essay or fill in the blank or anything like that. Thank you. The date is the 10th of March, 3/10/80. Now, has everybody checked and made sure that you've got 5 pages? It's all there. You've got your name on it and the date. Okay, I've got a couple typographical errors to correct, and then we'll have you start. The first one is number 7 on page 2, part E. The covering of Adam and Eve. Does it say Eve there? Cross that N out. It's not Adam and Eve. I guess the devil wanted to get even, huh? Also, they did it again in number 12, part A, when Adam and Eve were driven from Eden. At least in my copy it is. I'll have to get those corrected in pub as soon as I can. Number 13, also on page 3, the word verses is misspelled in A and B. Hate versus, cross out the E and make it a U in both A and B. It's not verses like verses 5 through 7, but it's versus, you know, like Muhammad Ali versus John Tate or something like that, like a fight. Number 16, part A, it fluted the area of Mesopotamia. It really fluted, boy. There's so much water, it just flooded right through the typewriter and O's just spilled out everywhere. So you want to cross one of those O's out. Then on page 5, part E, page 5, number 27 is what I mean. Page 5, question 27, part E, it says Hittites. It shouldn't be Hittites. It should be Hittites. Hittites. Number 30, part A, the veil of Siddin, that N on the end should be changed to an M, as in Mary. Veil of Siddim. Okay? I believe that's all the corrections. Let's see. I'm going to give you 25 minutes to complete the test. You may begin right now. Pass the roll book around and make sure it gets around. Don't hold it. Just sign it and pass it right on. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
One more minute. Did everybody sign the rule book today? Okay. How many are not done? Okay, everybody's done anyway. Let's trade papers. Please use a different colored ink to correct the paper. So get out a red pen or whatever you need. Purple, green, mauve, pink, whatever your color choice. Okay, attention, Monsieur et Madames, put your name on the paper as corrector, whatever your name is, don't forget. Now, how do we grade the test? What we do is I will read the answer. If the test is correct, you leave it alone. If it's wrong, please circle the right one for them, and they'll have it as a kind of a grade sheet, and then put the minus points in the margin. And then when we're through, we'll total up the minus points and subtract them from 60. All right, question one. Identify the true nature of Old Testament history. The answer is B. It is a history of redemption. It's not a history of the world, even though it contains some world history in it. But that's not what the book is about. Redemption is the scheme and center of this book. Letter B. Number two, where do we establish doctrine? Letter D, the teachings of the New Testament. You don't establish doctrine from typology or history or anything else. You establish it from New Testament teachings. You can seek confirmation and elucidation and so forth from it, from typology and other things in the Old Testament. But We're not in the Old Covenant. We're in the New Covenant, and that's where we go for our doctrine. And church creeds don't establish doctrine either. Number three, which theme ties all of the history of the Old Testament together? The theme is D. Man is being brought back into the image and likeness of God. That's what it's all about. It's not letter C, man, when given sufficient rope, will hang himself. Although that's true. It's not B, God is one, although that is true. And much less is it the close relationship seen in the 12 tribes of Israel or rain falling on the just and the unjust in Seattle. Number four. The Old Testament history contains a pattern of repeated conflicts which serve as types. Which one of the following is not one of these conflicts? The answer here is letter C, Abel versus Seth. Abel never saw Seth because Cain killed Abel, and then after Abel was dead, Eve conceived again and bare Seth. He was compensation for Abel, who was gone. So it's not Abel versus Seth. All the others are, though. Satan versus God, Ishmael, Isaac, Esau, Jacob, the nations against Israel. We see all of this in there. So let her see. Approximately how long was it from creation to Christ? Letter D, approximately 4,000 years till Christ. Number six, from a governmental standpoint, how do we identify the period of Israel's history from approximately 1,000 to 600 B.C.? Letter A, kings. That was the period of Israel's kings or monarchs, starting with Saul and ending with Zedekiah. Number seven, which one of the following events is not found in Genesis 1:3? Letter B, the Tower of Babel is Genesis 11, chapter 11. So that's the only one that's not found in those first three chapters. Eight, who is the woman's seed of Genesis 3:15? Letter B, Christ. Everyone should have got that without anybody wrong. Woman's seed was Christ. That's the only one that will come and crush the serpent's head. Number nine, what does the sun represent in the typology of the days of creation? Letter E, the sun represents Christ, the light of God. Number 10, what is meant by the term progressive revelation? Letter C, as time progressed, God revealed more about his plan and promises. This progression is seen in the Bible. That's why, for example, in the Messianic area, it's a very, very vague promise in the beginning, seed of the woman. Well, what is that? All that means is some offspring will come from the woman. Who it is, where it is, you know, when, none of that you're told. But as you go throughout the Old Testament, it becomes clearer and clearer. He'll come through Abraham, we see in the Abrahamic covenant. So now it narrows it down. It won't be through anybody else, but through the line of Abraham. Isaac, Jacob. Then it gets narrowed down to one of Jacob's 12 sons, Judah. Then it gets narrowed down to a town, Bethlehem Ephratah in Micah 5:2. Even the time is narrowed down from the 70 weeks of Daniel. It tells you there'll be 70 weeks of years till Messiah comes. So he gets more and more clear revelation as you progress throughout the history. Number 11, what was the motive for the world's first murder? Letter C, jealousy. Now we picked that up from, I believe it was either the Hebrews or Peter scripture where it talked about, wherefore slew he him, Cain slaying Abel? Because of his works, he was jealous, or he was envious, because of envy. He was jealous of his brother's good works and his own bad works. Now, he could have changed. God said, wherefore is your countenance fallen, Cain? If thou doest well, wilt thou not be accepted? Showing the door was still left open, but he wasn't willing to do well. That was the problem. So let her see jealousy. 12, when did man begin to call upon the name of the Lord? Letter D, when Enos, son of Seth, was born. Your tip-off there was Seth. Remember how we've talked about the godly line of the Sethites versus the worldly line of the Cainites, Seth and Cain. Enos, remember, meant weakness. And so the fact that he named his son Weakness was probably a tacit admission of man's weakness, that they needed the Lord and they were weak in themselves. They began to call upon the name of the Lord at his birth. That's what Scripture says. It says, "Then begin men to call upon the name of the Lord." And if you'll recall, I believe I mentioned at that point that this calling upon the name of the Lord seems to imply a public worship, a gathering together of godly people. Well, Adam couldn't gather together with anybody. He was alone. But a gathering together of those that were godly to spend time praying and worshiping the Lord. And you just didn't have that prior to that time. One reason you could say that Adam didn't have it was because he had fellowship with God on a regular basis. He was not separated from God by sin before the fall. Now they're separated from God, and so they need to call upon the Lord for a renewed fellowship, for help from the Lord. So it's a totally different situation than what Adam had. Okay. What question was that? 12. 13, Genesis 5:1 refers to the book of the generations of Adam. In Matthew 1:1, we see the only other book of generations in Scripture. Which words best describe the contrast between these two books? Letter B, death versus life. Remember I pointed out how that in Genesis 5, Adam lived so many years and begat so many sons and daughters and he died. Seth lived so many years, begat so many sons and daughters and he died. Lamech and he died, and Enoch was the only exception. Methuselah died, all the others died. It was a book of death, showing you that death entered the world through sin. So that was a book of death. But the Matthew, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of Abraham, and you get down through chapter 1, you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And the wages of sin is death. He's going to save them from the wages of sin. He's going to save them from a death, eternal separation from God. And I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. You should call his name Emmanuel, God with us. So there's a book of life versus the first book of death. 14, where did Cain get his wife? Well, she was his sister, obviously. Letter B, she was his sister. All these others are wrong. You can't say we don't know, because there is no other possibility. So you can't cop out and say, we don't know, we do know. It was his sister, because the Bible says Adam and Eve had other sons and daughters. So obviously that's where she came from. For 15, to which event does Methuselah's name refer? Letter E, to the flood. Because his name meant man of sending forth, meaning that when he died, the judgment would be sent forth. 969 years, God pushed it off, and finally Methuselah died, and he sent it forth, the flood. And so it refers to the flood. When he died, the flood came. 16. What was the extent of the flood? Letter B, it covered the entire earth. It was a universal deluge. It covered the entire earth. 17, give the approximate time Noah was in the ark. Letter D, 1 year. I've seen some calculated as 370 days. One calculated at 360 or something. So give or take, but it's right around a year. That's a lot of people think it was 40 days, but that was just while the rain was falling, 40 days, 40 nights. But then they were in the ark for months and months before they ever came out while the water subsided. 18, who does Nimrod typify? The Antichrist. Even his name means rebel. And the Antichrist is called the man of lawlessness in 2 Thessalonians 2. Rebelling against all that is God or called God, going into the temple and so forth. And the world kingdom, building it together, trying to thwart the plan of God, being eventually destroyed by God. The Antichrist. 19, approximately how much time is covered in Genesis 1 through 11? Well, I stated this several times in class, about 2,000 years of history are covered in the first 11 chapters, whereas in the last 39 chapters, there's only about 300 years of history covered. Where did Abraham come from? Letter B, Ur. Ur of the Chaldees, it's called. It's in Babylon. 21. Which one of the following is not one of the promises made to Abraham by God? Letter D, the Lord would cause all of his descendants to reign as kings. He didn't promise. He said kings would come from him, but he didn't say all of his descendants are going to reign as kings. Many were not. In fact, many were probably anything but kings. Letter D. 22, what monuments did Abraham leave behind which serve as a silent witness of his to his lifestyle and character? Letter A, altars. That's all you see him building from place to place. Bethel, Ai, Beersheba, Hebron, wherever he went, he built a simple altar and worshiped the Lord. As I pointed out in class, he left no empires. He made no buildings. He was looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And therefore, all he left as a silent witness of his life was altars, places where he worshiped the Lord. He was called a pilgrim and stranger as a result in Hebrews 11. 23, what does Abraham's move from Canaan, because of the famine, to Egypt typify? Letter D, through lack of faith, many Christians leave the faith, Canaan, and return to the world, Egypt. Letter D. 24, to whom did Abraham pay tithes? Letter B, to Melchizedek, priest of the Most High God, King of Salem, type of Christ. 25, who was the firstborn son of Abraham? Letter C, Ishmael. Isaac was the promised son. Ishmael was the firstborn through Hagar. 26, at age 99, Abraham was circumcised. What was the purpose of this circumcision? Letter A, as a sign of the covenant. Just as God says, this is a token or sign of the covenant. 27, which two nations sprung from the incest of Lot and whose two daughters? Circle two letters. Letter B, Moab. Letter C, Ammon. No partial credit, so it's either all right or all wrong. If they miss part of it, it's minus two, and it's as simple as that. Moab and Ammon. Remember, he had one son called Moab and another called Ben-Ammon, son of the people. And so the Moabites and the Ammonites came from him. Old enemies they would become of Israel. 28, which two men did Abraham lie, telling them that Sarah was only his sister? Now you circle two letters. Letter A, Abimelech, king of Gerar. Letter D, Pharaoh, king of Egypt. First it was Pharaoh, I believe, in Egypt. And then he came back up to the land of the Philistines and he told the same story to Abimelech. Got in trouble again, too. Every time you break a principle of God, you'll get in trouble. If you break 100 principles, you get in trouble 100 times. It's, you know, Galatians 6:7 is your scripture there. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he shall also reap. Of the flesh to death, of the spirit to reap to the spirit everlasting life. 29. What blessing did God promise Ishmael? He did promise him, letter C, that he would be made fruitful and a great nation. And indeed he was, because he is the ancestor of the Arabs. And they have become a great nation and a fruitful people. A force to be reckoned with in this days of oil cartels, to be sure. Number 30, where did Abraham go to offer Isaac? Letter D, the land of Moriah. He said, go to the land of Moriah, to a mountain that I will show thee, and there offer Isaac up for a burnt offering. 31. Who did Abraham send to find a wife for Isaac? Letter A, Eliezer, who was his chief servant. He sent into Mesopotamia to find a bride for Isaac. Eliezer. 32. Who did Abraham marry after the death of Sarah? Letter B, he married Keturah. Sarah died and he married Keturah. Now that's the whole test, so add up the number of minus points and subtract it from 60. Add very carefully so you don't make a mistake.
Yeah. You want the total number of minus points
in the page at the corner? Oh, doesn't matter. The main thing is that on the front page you show your mathematics. 60 minus 10, for example, equals 50. Then you put 50 up at the top in the middle and circle it. And that'll be, we'll calculate it into a percentage grade later. Then pass it back to the owner. I don't remember. I think you're confusing the six literal days of creation with the typology that I drew about his life. Okay. 950 years or something like that. Right. Yeah, right. That's the whole point, that he wouldn't live a day. The Lord said, in the day that thou eatest thereof, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And he did. He died in that prophetic day, meaning that he did not live to be 1,000 years old. Day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is a day. So he didn't. In the day he ate. Now, in the actual 24-hour day, the actual time when that fruit was partaken of, there was already a death in that day. So there's an application there too. In other words, his body began to die as soon as he partook of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because he forfeited the right to the tree of life when he did that, you see. So he began to die physically right then. He had a spiritual death and separation from God right then, as proven by the fact that he hid behind the bushes when the presence of the Lord came, and then he died in the prophetic day. So there's really three ways in which he died. Yes? The waters did not begin to abate until after 150 days. And then after that, they began to abate, but it was apparently such a slow process for them to be either they were taken away by the Lord, or the tidal basins and the ocean basins were made at that time, and they began to recede. And it took many, many months, even after they began to abate, until the land was seen, as he sent forth the dove and the raven to find the land and so forth. Right. Okay. Now, as owners of the papers, check over quick to make sure their math was right so you didn't get cheated on any points or given any or whatever. And then pass the papers forward. And then I have some bad news and some good news I want to give you. So pass your papers forward. I'll give you the bad news first. Then I'll give you the good news. And before I do that, I just want to remind you that your reading assignment is due this Friday. The pages that I gave you, 56 through 73, pages 56 through 73 is due Friday. Okay, first the bad news. The bad news is that we graded your pop quiz on the reading assignment and that the average was 39% right. 39% was the average on the pop quiz, which means there were probably a lot of zeros and 20% and 10% or whatever on that pop quiz. which means that everybody would be in, you know, lower strata of the grades on that test. That's the bad news. Now the good news. I've decided to throw the test out, and I will not record it in the grade book. This time. But you've been warned. In fact, you were really warned in the very beginning of the semester when I said that your tests would include your reading assignments plus your lecture. And I clearly made that statement, but somehow people forgot it and they didn't realize that they would be held in account for what they read. So now you know. You know what kind of pop quiz you might or might not get? And I'm not promising you'll even get one, but if you read carefully, you'll be ready anyway. And this one, we'll just count it as, you know, water under the bridge or something. We'll just throw it out. We won't count it. We will count this, by the way, though. And so make sure you read your assignment. Keep up. Take good notes, and you'll do all right in this class. Okay, the bell's going to ring. We'll just go ahead and dismiss you.
To show that with the law we do hang ourselves and we just can't make it?
The law was a schoolmaster to lead us to Christ. And so the law was brought in to show man that he couldn't walk with the Lord. Sure. What's your point in that?
I missed one of those questions. And I don't even remember what the answer was now. So
well, you should have written it down on the test and then we could look at it.
Well, I know that I chose between those two and I chose the wrong one. I just took the wrong guess. Yeah. But
well, when you get it back, if you have further question, write me a note and I can respond to it.
I don't get to argue with it, dude. I thought I might have just...